This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, give us a call right now. We'll get you on the air, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can also give us a call toll-free, 877-235-1310. As we chat this morning with CJ and Malia, don't forget you can find everyone from Klaus Financial online, the website klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. You can learn more about Klaus Financial as well on their website and sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. And if that isn't enough, you can also submit a question to be read right here on the show. Of course, we will do the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner a little bit later on in the program. Again, all of that on the website, klausfinancial.com, and their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. And again, joined in studio this morning by CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas of Klaus Financial. How are you guys doing today?
Good morning, Sean. I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing really well. Great to see you. Malia, how are you?
A little chilly this morning. That's all I can say.
It is a little chilly. Great. It seems like forever since we've talked. It's been a while.
I know.
Good to hear your voice. So we've got a lot of ground to cover this week. As always, we are going to be talking this week about the proper withdrawal rate, which is a question I think a lot of people have. We'll get into that in just a moment. Again, love to hear from you at 321-1310. Also, the really cool thing that we do here on the show is you guys do the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week each and every week. This week, another chance to do that and win a $25 gift card to iTunes. And before we get rolling on this week's conversation, let's take a look back at last week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. Not only get the question, but get the answer as well.
Yeah, so thanks everyone for listening last week. We had a really good show. The topic, of course, was Medicare, so and health insurance. And the question last week was, at what age does Medicare, which is obviously federal health insurance, become available for Americans? The correct answer, and our winner said this answer, you can begin Medicare at age 65. So that's the key age to write down today.
Fantastic. And again, we'll do another one this week. A little tip, listen closely. Typically, not only the question, but the answer as well to the Klaus Quiz Question Week comes up during the program. So today we're going to be talking about planning for retirement and when it comes to the proper withdrawal rate in retirement. And I'm guessing that a lot of people are a little afraid of running out of money.
Yes. As a matter of fact, that is the number one concern as it relates to retirement, is the fear of running out of money. And that's why there's questions that come up surrounding that topic. It could be everything from, I don't know if I've saved enough to retire. I'm afraid of market volatility. I have longevity in my family. All of these questions surround this fear. And at the center of that fear is what? Well, running out of money before I run out of years of life. And truth be told, that's a reasonable fear, right? It's reasonable to say, have I saved enough? It's reasonable to say, am I allocated properly? So yes, cash flow as you enter retirement is critical. And when retirees think about risk, many say outliving that money, again, is their number one fear. But there's three elements that most significantly affect income planning. Number one is the need for real, not nominal, income. That's an income stream that increases with inflation over time. Number two would be the risk of having to sell assets to provide income at the wrong time being during a bear market. And number three would be the possibility of volatile markets in the future. So obviously, as financial planners, managing that withdrawal rate and your investments to make it a sustainable income stream over time is a huge part of what we do. Now, as we get deep into this topic, we're going to discuss rules of thumb. And if you've listened to this show long enough, you've known that we both love and hate rules of thumb. I feel bipolar as I speak about it. I love rules of thumb because they give us a guide. I hate them because they don't perfectly apply to almost anybody. It's just kind of the center zone that we go to. So use these rules of thumb as a guide, and then please, please, please sit down with your own personal finances, your own personal financial advisor, and move out of the rules of thumb and into customized solutions for you. So first thing, we need to discuss some concepts, some things to know, and some things to be careful of as it relates to this discussion of distribution rates. So first thing, what is a sustainable withdrawal rate? This is the amount you can safely take out of your portfolio in a given year so that you don't run out of money in the future. So that's what we're talking about. Some people call this distribution rates, but it's the idea of, if I have $100,000, how much can I take out of that? and do that for the next 20 to 30 years without running out of money while considering the growth rate. Another thing is, how do you even figure out that withdrawal rate? And then obviously your withdrawal rate is not only affected by the income that you need, but it's also affected by various income sources that you have, like Social Security, pensions, maybe a spouse is still working, or you have part-time employment. And then another factor would be depending upon when you retire. We have some people, it's the funniest thing ever, they come in at 80 years old, they're finally retired at 80, right? And they've like they've lived longer than anybody in their family. And they've got, you know, $1 million and they say, I'm worried about my withdrawal rate at 5% because I heard on the radio that I should not do more than 5%. And I go, yeah, but you're 80.
Yes.
and I mean that respectfully, right? Yes. It's the idea of you're not a spring chicken anymore. We're not planning for a 30-year retirement. That window has shortened. So when you retire and longevity in your family, these things matter as it relates to how much you can probably pull out. And then the real question is, how sustainable is that withdrawal rate relative to inflation and your risk tolerance? So that's going to be a big topic that as we transition over to Malia, she's going to talk more specifically about the rates that we guide people to. But you need to think about these various factors.
Really great stuff this morning. Talking with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals, whether it's about withdrawal rates, whether it's about Social Security, anything involving retirement planning, they'd love to help you out this morning. Pick up the phone, give us a call. We'll get you on the air. 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Don't forget you can find Kloss Financial online, the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. We'll talk with Malia about what those withdrawal rates and kind of a rule of thumb on those. And, of course, take your calls next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Of course, they come to us from Kloss Financial. If you have a question for CJ and Malia, give us a call now. We'll get you on the air, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Don't forget about the website, klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget that first appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their number, 442-5637. So as we're talking this morning about the proper withdrawal rate for retirement, let's ask the question then, what is the rule of thumb when it comes to withdrawal rates these days?
Yeah, so right after CJ says, we don't like telling you, what are we going to do? I could be the bad person here. So, you know, that's ultimately the question. Yeah, but what about me? What is my rule of thumb? So, again, our favorite answer is it depends. So when we're looking at constructing the proper portfolio for our clients, something hopefully that's more balanced, conservatively growing, and understanding in each person's case, potential, not guaranteed longevity, and looking at their specific financial situation, we generally would say it's in the 4-5% range. But CJ brought up a great point, and I just had a gentleman who just retired at 72 yesterday, and the question is, how much should he be pulling out versus the client last week who's retiring at 55? So you really get into these real-world situations where if I have to plan for an extra 10 years of retirement for the 55-year-old versus the 72-year-old, we're really talking about different numbers. And then we look at, you know, what are you comfortable with as far as risk goes? Again, CJ mentioned volatility in the market. Looking at what can you sleep with every night knowing how you're invested? That's a really important question. What type of allocation do you currently have in your portfolio pre-retirement, and what are you going to have post-retirement? So we can usually start with a proper withdrawal figure for you, and we can adjust accordingly. One thing we know for sure, it's been replicated over and over again, is that if you were perhaps a saver prior to retirement, or you were a spender prior to retirement, we don't find a lot of change once you retire. You're usually still that same person. And so we kind of have to look at those withdrawal rates according to your own personality. And we'll talk about what might be the right amount of income for you to project as you go into retirement here in a minute. Of course, the idea is to be able to have income that's going to stay ahead of inflation. Because inflation creeps in, although it's, you know, lowest in history practically right now. But we want to make sure that your income flow adjusts for inflation so you can sustain your lifestyle. And again, you know, when we have great market returns, one mistake we see people make is they say, well, I made 10% or 15% this year, and so I'm just going to start taking 15%. And we would really caution people to not react to, you know, how the market goes up or down, but rather what is sustainable. That's the key word here, sustainable for how long in your own particular situation.
Great advice as always, Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. If you have questions for CJ and Malia, they are here to help. They'd love to talk with you right now. Pick up the phone, give us a call. We'll get you on the air. 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Don't forget, you can always call Kloss Financial. Their telephone number, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. 442-5637 and online klossfinancial.com. That's klossfinancial.com. We'll talk cash flow and having a plan when it comes to retirement. We'll do that next. Take your calls. We'll also do the Kloss Quiz question of the week. Chance to win a $25 gift card to iTunes. We'll do that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can find them online, klossfinancial.com. Learn more about their separate divisions and the different ways they can help you, or if you are a business owner or somebody in a leadership position, they've got some great information up on the website. Also, speaking of the website, klossfinancial.com, you can sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter right on the website. You can also submit a question a little bit later on in the segment. We will actually go to the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. We'll also do the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week as well. But continuing our conversation when it comes to the withdrawal rate in retirement, let's talk cash flow. And I've heard you guys talk about cash flow and to plan for it in retirement and kind of compare that with your pre-retirement income, and these are a couple of things, factors you kind of want to weigh, aren't they?
They are. So we'll give you another rule of thumb that can be dangerous to the general public. So be careful with these rules of thumb, and then talk to your advisor for specifics. But first things first, we would caution you against breaking a 30 or 40 year habit. And so what I mean by that is your 30 or 40 year habit is getting paid every 2 weeks or once a month or whatever the sequence of your income is. And sometimes when people transition into retirement, they decide I'm going to break that habit and I'm just going to take a one-time distribution out of my portfolio that will cover me for the year. And then I'll just dole that out to myself because I'm disciplined. All you'll find out is that you're not. And I don't mean that disrespectfully. We're just these funny creatures of habit, and we're more behavioral than we are mathematic. And if you don't believe it, just look at credit cards, by the way. But anyway, I'm sounding like Dave Ramsey now, aren't I? The bottom line here is there's some people that can do that, but the vast majority of us need to be careful of breaking that 40-year habit. So create income in retirement on a monthly systematic basis like you're used to receiving it during working years. And then the other thing is the rule of thumb is a 70 to 80% of your pre-retirement income is about what you'll need in retirement. But that's a dangerous rule, because what if you pay off your mortgage right before you head into retirement? Then that number is going to be lower. Or what if you decide to upgrade your lifestyle in retirement? Then it's going to be higher. So be careful with that rule of thumb and instead create a budget and then see if you're going to have enough income to meet that budget. And then finally, the average length of retirement in the United States is currently 18 years. So, you know, that's a pretty long time. So you might need, and for some, we have clients that have been retired for 30 plus years. So depending upon when you retire, you're going to need longevity in that retirement account to generate income over many, many years.
Great factoid there. Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, talking this morning about withdrawal rates in retirement. Don't forget, as always, if you have questions, you can always call during the show, whether it's about the current topic or anything related to retirement. They are our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, and they'd love to answer your questions at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Kloss Financial online, KlossFinancial.com, and their telephone number 442-5637. So what happens? I hit that nice 70 and a half age. What happens? I know, of course, there's some rules there about being forced to take out money. How fast of a withdrawal amount do I have to take? What do I need to know there?
Yeah, so you're talking about the RMDs, the required minimum distributions, our favorite acronym here. And so this is a perfect question, and we talk about this quite a bit on the show. Once you turn 70 and a half, that's when the IRS would like you to start, not would like you, they force you to take out a certain amount of money out of your retirement accounts every year. So those are going to be coming out of your 401ks, 403bs, or IRAs that you still have out there. And if you have a Roth IRA, there are no required minimum distributions to come out of there. But this is probably one of the biggest points of confusion I find with people is they've been taking out money since they retired, perhaps since age 65, and suddenly they're getting to be closer to 70 and a half, and they're like, okay, how much do I have to take out? And we're not talking about taking out more, necessarily a lot more than you might already be taking out. It's not a separate number. There's a requirement. It starts around 3.1%-ish when you're 70 and a half, and it continues to increase that withdrawal factor. But you may already be taking out 4% from your retirement account. So when you get to that magic age of 70 and a half, you may have already taken out as much or more than you need. So just be clear on, we're not talking an amount above what you're required to take. You might already be taking it out at this point.
Really good stuff there. And then before we get to our listener question corner, real quick, liquidity. Liquidity, obviously, an important factor in all of this. Where should we be in that area?
Yeah, so this is just a reminder to our listeners that financial planning is like building a good house, right? You need to have a firm foundation. Now, nobody comes to your home and walks up and says, wow, what a beautiful foundation you have, right? Nobody says that. They say, wow, what beautiful window treatments and beautiful windows and that front door is gorgeous. And yet at the end of the day, we all know if that foundation isn't strong, that house is not going to stand. And so in a similar way, having emergency reserves, we call this 3 to 6 months of living expenses in a savings account at the bank, is the foundation that nobody knows, nobody cares about, and gets no press time at the cocktail parties. And yet at the end of the day, it will be the definition of your success or failure. So make sure you build up a solid foundation.
Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, as always, the website KlossFinancial.com. That's KlossFinancial.com. And of course, one of the things you can do there is submit a question to be read right here on the air. Of course, the folks at Kloss know, get busy in the morning, got kids to drop off. Sometimes you got to stop and get some coffee with friends, those type of things. You may miss part of the show, or maybe you have a question, don't have an opportunity to call in. You can submit your question right online at KlossFinancial.com. This week's Money in Motion listener question corner is this. Our question from Shelly says, I'm currently 50 years old and I'm planning to retire closer to age 55 rather than age 65 when most of her friends are planning to retire. What things should I be aware of as I work towards my plan?
Great question, Shelly. So yeah, 55 is earlier than most of your peers. As a matter of fact, we took a poll of our own clientele. There's about 1,200 of them that we work with currently. And the average retirement age is, surprise, surprise, 65 because of that Medicare piece. So your question is, what should I be aware of? And here's a few things. Number one, you're generally not old enough to make withdrawals from your retirement accounts without a penalty. There is a narrow window of an exception there, which is called the separation from service after the age of 55. So if you leave money in your 401k plan, you might be able to make withdrawals out of that account without a penalty, but that rule would not apply to your IRAs. So that'd be one thing to be aware of. Number two would be you're not Social Security eligible yet. So your primary income sources are going to be savings and any separation from service after age 55 provision. And then the biggest one is that you may or may not have a health insurance plan, specifically Medicare at 65. So you're going to need to look at going on to the Affordable Care Act or taking COBRA for 18 months from your employer. So truth be told, Shelley, there's a lot of big planning items that you're going to need to be aware of. And so you're probably, if you're wanting to retire this early, you probably need to sit down with a good advisor to make sure you can afford to do so.
It's got to be nice to be able to do that, but you definitely want to do it correctly and be, great first start reaching out to the folks at Kloss Financial. Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget you can find them online, klossfinancial.com. That's klossfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Speaking of their telephone number, you want to hold on to it because right now it's time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I will ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to iTunes. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. What is the average length of retirement in the United States? Is it 18 or is it 30 years? Telephone number 442-5637. First caller with correct answer will win that $25 gift card to iTunes. Don't forget as well, that is Kloss Financial's number right here in Madison for their office. No charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their number 442-5637. CJ, Malia, great talking with both of you guys. Have a fantastic week.
Thanks, Sean.
Take care. Dr. Hemkes comes your way next right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.